Mr. Brown Show is brought to you by bonusrewards.sg.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Tyler Kreisman.
All right, I have Tyler here with me today. He is my guest. And you may have seen him in a video that was on our blog a few weeks ago. Tyler was performing in his school international night. Am I right?
That's right.
And Tyler hails from where?
LA, California.
Now?
Singapore.
Which part of Singapore you come from?
Now I stay on Lower Delta Road, but I've stayed in Tampines before.
Tampines. Tyler is 13, and he's a very talented young man. And he spent 6 years studying in a local garment school. Which school was that?
I went to two schools, actually. Yumin Primary School and Tiaonan Primary School.
Tell me when you started speaking like that.
I'm a bit rusty. I haven't practiced for a while.
Why? Because you're now studying in Amor school, right?
Yeah lah.
That's why lah. You go Amor school, then all the Singlish no more how. Wasted lah. You must go back garment school.
Kasana.
Yeah. You were telling me about just now you were prefect last time.
Yeah lah. Last time I was prefect. Primary 5 and Primary 6.
Primary 5, Primary 6, You prefect, So you the man, you the boss,
Yeah.
So what were you doing as prefect?
Last time, bought through the hall, at like very cool like that, then not much, lah.
So the children scared you, All the small Primary 1, Primary 2 all scared you,
Yeah, scared.
So you like being prefect,
A lot of work, but quite fun.
Is it the first time they choose you? What you tell the teacher?
I tell the teacher it's slave labor for a teacher, must put to the hall.
Ayo! Usually, be prefect is very good thing. It's like honor.
Trick the children. Actually,
it's trick, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you don't know. It's extra work.
Yeah.
No money work.
No money.
Bluff people. Other students, stupid. I almost prefect. I fail. Yeah, because they say I too naughty already. Go to prefect camp, make joke. Fail. Cannot be prefect. Later become monitor.
Monitor
is sort of half prefect lah.
Yeah lah.
The class only lah. Cannot patrol the school, only patrol the class lah. That kind is lower grade prefect. You ever be monitor before or not?
I can't remember. I think one time assistant monitor.
Ayo, even lower lah.
Yeah.
Wow, the half the monitor.
Yeah.
Ayo, that's even more worse. The kind of free labor. The kind no honor one, no.
No honor.
Prefect better,
Yeah.
So you wear tie?
Yeah.
Your tie is the tie one or the string, the rubber band one?
The first year we wear is the tie one. Then I don't know how to tie. So the whole year I use one, I tied it once.
Then?
Then every day I would just loosen and tighten. So at the end of the year got like very folded. Not nice.
Not
but
nice
then
already.
The next year they got new ties, like the rubber band, like that.
Ay, like going backwards, eh?
Yeah, like fake one.
Tie, then if people pull, ting. Very obiang, right?
Yeah.
Girls see already, not cool. Hey, your tie fake one, I got rubber band. Like that, how to cool, right?
Yeah.
So you told me you go swimming pool recently, got problem.
Yeah. About last year, one time, I got two friends over. Then we were swimming. Then the Indian security guard, new guy, came over, saw us wearing swimming trunks. Then he say,
"What kind of swimming trunk?"
Like boarding trunks, like from
Those long one, ape one.
Yeah,
the ape, but inside got the underwear built in one.
Yeah,
they're okay, what?
Then all the people complain. Then he come over and he say, "Hey, boys, come out. This one not proper attire. This one cannot go swimming with."
Alamak, why? Yeah.
I explain. I say it's from US one. You say maybe America this one can wear, but Singapore is not appropriate.
So you have to go and change.
My mom say wear underwear can really, but we didn't. We stopped swimming after that.
Then what is appropriate? What is considered appropriate?
They say Speedo can.
Speedo? Speedo very obscene eh. Look like the panty like that. See already very ugly eh. That one okay?
No.
The long one can. Short this. The long one cannot. The short one can.
Yeah, that's the
rule.
Yeah.
So you go other pool also same problem.
Yeah. One time I go my teacher's pool swimming. Then they show us the sign say cannot wear swimming trunk.
Got sign
Got sign. Got the big X cannot wear.
Got picture.
Then the
cannot. The different
can,
model.
Yeah. And then speedo big picture.
Can.
Got a tick. Yeah. Can.
So you stay in Singapore how many years already?
7 years.
Wow, very long
Yeah.
Wow, you like the Singapore food?
Laksa is one of my favorite food in the world.
Oh, laksa best. What else?
I used to like nasi lemak, chicken rice.
You like bak chor mee?
Bak chor mee, never try.
Aiyah, you must try.
Chicken curry.
Mee siam?
Mee siam, yeah, I like mee siam.
Oh, mee siam, but don't take with hum.
Yeah. My hum. My hum.
You got what your ECA?
Baseball. In fact, yesterday we got a baseball game. We play against the Japanese school, except for our team. Not that good.
Oh, not so good.
Not as good as them. Less people, less training. 20-0 we lost.
20-0? You lost to Japanese kids?
Yeah.
You shy. You're...
No, we weren't shy. At the end, we shake their hand. I said they were shy. They're like, okay, good job.
No lah, they not shy. Secretly, they go back the locker, they laugh at you. America, 20-0. Watashi good. Ichiban. They shy in front of you only. They go home, they tell their friend, they beat you 20-0.
Yeah.
So like, do you still keep in touch with your friends from the other school? Like, you still hang out with them?
Yeah, I have a few friends. Like, in fact, one of my friends called me yesterday or the day before on 31st of October, said Happy Halloween, because we used to have neighborhood Halloween parties.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have. But then all the Singaporeans don't buy candy, so my mom go and buy all the candy, give the Singaporeans, then they give us back.
Oh, like that. So your mother give the sweet to the family, then you trick or treat down there, then they give back your mother's sweet to you?
Yeah.
Oh, like that, huh?
So
okay.
Yeah, so we had all the neighborhood kids come over, then we go trick or treating, then bobbing for apples, then they thought, like, fun, very fun. Yeah, I remember last time we had primary 5 camp. Then we learned that the top two things Singaporeans are scared of are ghosts and heights. So then, before the camp started, our class started some rumor that the campsite was haunted.
Oh no. You're so that mean, though.
We say got Potiana, haunted, got ghosts there. Then the kids go home, tell their parents that the campsite is haunted. Then the parents don't let their children go to the camp. Half the children cannot go because the parents scared.
You all go and spoil the camp, go and spread this out rumor.
I know, right? So many children cannot come because the parents go and call, ask if it's really haunted because they're scared. Then at the camp got like the ropes course. All the children kind of scared. They climb. One child climb about 10 feet in the air, like 3 meters. Then start crying. Then just don't move. The teacher has to go and take him down.
You must rescue like cat in the tree like that.
Yeah.
So they all the parents scared. Ask really go and write in, call in and say, really haunted. So what is the teacher supposed to tell them?
They say no lah. No
lah. Don't worry. Got certificate one. This is a non haunted place. One sign form lah. Maybe they want us to the teacher to sign a form. I certify this camp not haunted. Thank you. Okay, Tyler. Thanks very much to be on our show.
Thanks for letting me come on.
Yeah, man. It's very fun to talk to you.
Thanks.
I want to warn all of you parents out there. You see, the American kid come Singapore, learn the Singlish, become like that. Even the American English also forgot already.
Yeah.
Singlish is very dangerous.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. You must warning them. You better announce, tell the parent.
Caution.
Don't speak the Singlish.
Don't go near Singlish.
Yeah. Come out your England all spoil. American also become Singaporean. How like that? Why not? So this warning is come from you, the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Tyler Creasman.
Hey! You go back, it's S already. Oh, magic.
Magic.
Say bye bye. See you guys soon.
Abracadabra, Adakazam.
This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by bonusrewards.sg. Identify yourself as a Mr. Brown Show listener by visiting bonusrewards.sg/Mr. Brown Show and increase your chances of winning an Apple MacBook, Canon IXUS 800IS, and other fabulous prizes. For Singapore citizens and PRs between 21 and 60 years only.
This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is brought to you by MrBrownShow.com.
Oh, steady lah.
Steady.
See ya.
Steady.
Best.